Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Unwanted's Quests, Dragon Bones by Lisa McMahon. Read by Fiona Hardingham. Breaking the news. There was a rare thunderstorm over Artemae when Simba returned, carrying Thatcher and an unconscious Pfeiffer Stowe on his back. All was quiet in the mansion, for it was not quite dawn, and the dark skies kept most of the mages in their beds with the covers pulled up around them, listening to the rumbling in their dreams. A three-headed tiki statue stood guard in Simba's place to the left of the door, and Jim the winged tortoise, with his brightly coloured mosaic shell, floated lazily in the air on the right, his white feather wings flapping just enough to keep him rising and falling without hitting the ceiling or the pedestal below him. They hadn't sensed Simba coming until he burst through the door.
"Get Alex and Henry," Thatcher shouted. "Bring them to the hospital ward, right away."
His voice was harsh and gravelly, for he'd barely slept in the days it had taken them to return home from the land of the dragons. With Pfeiffer limp in his arms, he slid off Simba's back and stumbled to his knees, his legs numb and body aching from the journey. He got up and hobbled toward the hospital ward as the two statues figured out what was happening. Simba followed Thatcher. Jim flew upstairs with the tiki statue behind him, mysteriously able to glide up.